First, young George. The royal family releasing a pair of family photographs, one of baby Prince William and Catherine, Duchess of Kent. The other, your basic photo album classic, the family, the Cocker Spaniel, Lupo, getting in on the act there. Both were taken in the garden of the Middleton family home in the town of Bucklebury. Both were actually taken by Michael Middleton. He's Catherine's father. Meantime, his son-in-law, William, just sat down for his first on-camera interview as a new father. CNN's Max Foster met with the prince at Kensington Palace. They talked about fatherhood, being a new parent, and that moment when he and his wife, Catherine, brought their son out of the hospital and into a media frenzy.
I think more shock and dauntingness was more of the feeling I felt. But it was, the thing is, it's I think I was on such a high anyway, and so was Catherine, about George, that really we were happy to show him off to whoever wanted to see him. As any new parent knows, you're only too happy to show off your new child and, you know, proclaim that he's the best looking or the best everything.
There's the baby, the new royal heir in the United Kingdom.
You were comfortable there?
Yeah, I felt, again, it was, it's not somewhere I enjoy being, but I know that in the position I'm in, that's what's required of me to do. And I think it's, you know, it's one of those things, and I'm, you know, it's nice that people want to see George. So, you know, it was, I'm just glad he wasn't screaming his head off the whole way through.
That moment when he came out with the car seat, I mean, we had some warning that you might be doing that.
Yeah.
Fathers around the planet will be cursing you for doing it so easily.
Believe me, it wasn't my first time, and I know there's been speculation about that. I had to practice, I really did. I was terrified that I was going to do some, you know, it was going to fall off or the door wasn't going to close properly, so I had actually practiced with that seat, but only once before.
And your decision to drive off, I remember that moment as well. That was the most nerve-wracking thing for me, having my family in the car. But that was something that you were clearly determined to do.
Where I can be, I'm as independent as I want to be, and same as Catherine and Harry. We've all grown up, you know, differently to our other generations, and I very much feel if I can do it myself, I want to do it myself. And there are times when you can't do it yourself and the system takes over, or it's appropriate to do things differently. But I think driving your son and your wife away from hospital when they just had a boy was really important to me, and I don't like fuss, so it's much easier to do it yourself.
And you didn't stall?
I didn't. Well, it's an automatic, so it's all right.
The interpretation of the imagery we saw there, which went around the world, was that this was a modern monarchy and a new way of monarchy. But was it that? Are we reading too much into it? Is it just you doing it your way, you and your wife doing it your own way?
I think so. And I'm just doing the way I know. And, you know, if it's the right way, then brilliant. If it's not the wrong, if it's the wrong way, then, well, I try and do it better. But, no, I just, I'm quite, I'm reasonably headstrong about what I believe in and what I go for, and I've got fantastic people around me who give me great support and advice.
The prince says baby George is already quite a character.
Well, yeah, he's a little bit of a rascal, let's put it that way. So he either reminds me of my brother or me when I was younger, I'm not sure. But he's doing very well at the moment. He does like to keep having his nappy changed. And
you did the first nappy, of course.
I did the first nappy, yeah, exactly.
The badge of honour.
Where is the badge of honour, exactly? I wasn't allowed to get away with it. I had every midwife staring at me going, you do it, you do it. He's a little, he's growing quite quickly, actually, but he's a little fighter. He kind of, he wriggles around quite a lot, and he doesn't want to go to sleep that much, which is a little bit of a problem. But he's,
you're up a lot at night.
A little bit, yeah. Not as much as Catherine, but, you know, she's doing a fantastic job.
How is she, okay?
Yeah, she's very well. For me, Catherine and now little George are my priorities, and Lupo. And so,
I was going to ask you about Lupo. Yeah. How's Lupo coping?
He's coping all right, actually. I mean, as a lot of people know who've got dogs and bringing a newborn back, they take a little bit of time to adapt. But no, he's been all right so far. He's been slobbering sort of around the house a bit, so he's perfectly happy.
And how are you about going back to work?
Well, as a few fathers might know, I'm actually quite looking forward to going back to work now.
Get some sleep.
Get some sleep, exactly, yeah. So I'm just hoping the first few shifts I go back, I don't have any night jobs.
One of Prince William's great passions is saving endangered species in Africa. He wants his son to experience the same Africa that he saw as a boy and as a young man, to spark in his son a passion for preserving the rarest wild animals, much as his father did with him.
You talked about your father possibly whispering quietly in your ear as a young boy. Are you going to do the same for Prince George? Because it's a cause that you care so deeply about. Would you like him to pick up on it?
Probably. At this rate, I'll probably whisper sweet nothings in his ear. I'll have toy elephants and rhinos around the room. We'll cover it in sort of, you know, lots of bushes and things like that, make him grow up as if he's in the bush.
He says the possibility of his son carrying on the royal family's legacy in Africa isn't his immediate concern.
At the moment, the only legacy I want to pass on to him is to sleep more and maybe not have to change his nappy quite so many times.
Like any new mother or father, parenthood has surprised and amazed Prince William.
I think the last few weeks for me have been just a very different emotional experience, something I never thought I would feel myself. And I find, again, it's only been a short period, but a lot of things affect me differently now.